today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, do we have the Dallas Redskins game? No. No, I'm sorry. We've got the next Food Network star is oh God, I'm not good at that. Don't worry, it keeps you a little versatile. And then but then you'd kick over to the Redskins game and they'd be like, please welcome Giada De Laurentiis, who will be and Ina Garten, who will be covering today's Patriots Bears game.
Also yesterday, Sam Rosen and the Cake Boss.
yeah, mix up within the pairings too. It's my duty to remind you that the odds of winning the Mega Millions, ladies and gentlemen, are 1 in 302.6 million. A much better chance of getting hit by lightning than
yeah. That, so. But you know, it would be great if both things could happen.
Oh, that would be.
You'd
so,
never
so
forget
great.
That day.
Oh, I have to dig in with my hands like they're tweezers to get individual shreds of carrot from this little fart dog that has been gnawing on it, and as there are these little piles of carrot, he didn't consume the carrot. No. That would be helpful. That would be a real dog. A real dog would ingest that. A real dog would go chomp, 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 and the carrot would be eaten. I'd be fine with that. No, Frankie just wants to go.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Here's a little song I wrote.
Oh, no.
You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
I sang that to my son today.
Be happy.
How'd it work?
It didn't work on him at all. He still hates school. He hates it all. Don't worry. Be happy. Happy, happy, happy.
Give an ocean spray?
Bobby McFerrin. How many times I played this during the 1980s? It was horror, ladies
and gentlemen.
And
wasn't this at the very end of your music playing career, so you probably had a sour disposition anyway?
Yes, yes. I didn't care for it. Didn't care for Bobby McFerrin, but... you know, the other day I was on my bicicleta, because I am the bike man, and I'm riding many, many miles now, and I was listening to Pandora, yes.
Oh, of course.
Thank you.
Here's a little song I wrote.
My soon-to-be former favorite station, laid-back beach music.
Oh!
We're gonna jettison. That came out, and I said, oh, you know, can't really make the switcheroo as I'm pedaling along.
Oh,
but,
you're stuck in it.
You know what? Jettison the beach music, laid back beach music. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Now, see, I can handle this.
This is great.
In limited form, I can.
This is okay. This is not
no,
great.
This is a classic.
No, it's not great.
Top five.
This is from the Beach Boys album Whore.
That's exactly
that
the one.
Came out in 1990.
Oh, wasn't Stamos in this one?
Stamos, I think, played bongos on this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it. But they have a lot of reggae on laid-back beach music. But I'm trying to find the perfect soundtrack. And, you know, I'm not like Rob. I'm not a musicologist, so I can't put it together myself. Laid-back. Let me see. What do we have here? Son of a Sailor?
No, this is the most relaxed Jimmy Buffett. Come Monday.
Oh. No, I haven't heard that one on laid-back. Laid-back beach music might be a little too hip for that.
Changes in attitudes, changes in latitudes.
No,
I
please,
hate
don't
Jimmy
play Buffett.
Buffett.
Not on Monday, please.
I hate Buffett.
I swear to God, I'll jump off a building.
Okay.
I'll jump off a building. I'll pull an Anthony Bourdain if you do that. I can't.
Oh, no.
I can't handle come Monday.
Don't
come
do
Monday.
It'll be all right.
Buy my products. Yes, sir. I'll open a shoe company and a restaurant because I'm such a dirty whore, too.
Yes, sir.
What is Marley.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of this.
Smoking if you got him.
A lot of this.
Boy, this is a headache,
along.
Isn't it? I hate
right.
this.
He's got rolling papers.
And it's funny, you know, because people I know within the community now will be mouthing something to me as I've got my earbuds in and I'm pedaling along. And I'll be riding by them and they'll be going, I've... Really? I'm like, yeah, F you. All right, bye-bye. See you later. And I just pedal right by him and continue on my merry way. No time for chit-chat when I'm pedaling. Not going to happen. Yeah, yeah. Little darling, smoke it up. Smoke a fatty Canada. Yes, sir. Happy Monday. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great to have you with us. We are here. We are winding down the days, counting the days to our Las Vegas baby.
We're really
excited about it. Everything's going to be going well, and we can't wait to see all of you out there. It's going to be a lot of fun, and sorry that our friend Stephen Douglas McIntyre won't be able to make it out there. It's a shame that he will not be joining us.
When did that happen?
Well, he said he might, and then I guess I saw, sorry you won't be making it, and, sorry that he's not coming out.
So, next time. We'll get you next year.
We'll get you next time, SDM. Yeah.
The latest I got from him is that he had his Facebook account was hacked, and I was named in a thread with about 5,000 other people with clickbait.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of that. You see a lot of that.
Hack where
people are up to no good out there, Mike.
I got a mass text, a hacked mass text this weekend.
What did it say?
I think I'm smart enough to say, okay, well, we'll not respond to this and then get into the wormhole of mass text. And then you get the text 10 hours later, don't respond to my text. I've been hacked.
Signed Todd Moore.
10 hours later?
A long time.
Where could the phone have been? It wasn't overnight.
Does it make me less vigilant or in danger for not really giving a rat's ass about all this hacking that goes on? I mean, I look at my accounts and all that, and I'm concerned about that. But I mean, all this, I've been hacked. Don't worry. Somebody's going to send a message out, you know.
It could steal your identity.
It's not just
you.
Yeah,
well, I know that, Rob. Thank you. Thank you for that bulletin. I know
I just
they
want
can
you
steal
to be,
my
I want you to
identity.
Be careful because we want just the one of you.
It's your.
Yeah, but it's. God. Rob goes home and like stores all his bullshit over the weekend. He has a big bullshit. Cauldron that he said, Carrie, here, add some BS to it. Yeah, I hate him too. I'm gonna come in super phony on Monday.
We want to protect your identity.
Is it in Fenway? Is it in Fenway? I don't care. Anyway,
you see, that's where you're wrong. I will always watch the opening ceremony of the World Series.
Opening ceremonies at the Olympics.
And then he goes to bed.
And then it's
he
off
watches
to bed.
The opening ceremony, and then it's off to bed. No, what a day.
I really do. Exactly I love that. I think it's very cool because you don't know who's going to do the national anthem, and there's always something big going on. It's exciting stuff.
I just have trouble believing you. I don't know why. I have trouble believing you. It's sports games.
You must believe me.
How did you like that ending of the Skins game yesterday?
Well, you know, I actually was not watching the football game, but I had the score tracker in my computer because I was doing some work. And when I saw there was like 10 seconds left to go and a field goal separated them, I said,
you get credit. That's good. So you know.
And I said,
how did it end? How did it end?
Well, I was going to say, you know what? I watched the last 2 minutes roll down. I said, oh, my God, the Redskins are going to lose this. They're going to lose this. They're going to lose
this.
Can't believe they're going to lose this.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people felt
the same way. Right. And then, as soon as my Facebook lit up, bonk, 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 bonk. Field goal off the upright. Wouldn't be
Rob
surprised
Spiewak's,
if it showed up in the audio vault today.
Rob Spiewak's absolute. Did it make a bit? I didn't hear
they
the
didn't
big
mic
noise.
It well because it's CBS and they suck. Yes. But it did happen.
It bonked.
It bonked.
Was there a bonk factor there?
Slight.
No. But the middle of the football hit the actual bar.
Okay, yeah. But we're talking about congratulations to the Washington Redskins for, or as Larry Michael would say, Washington Redskins.
Yes, Washington Redskins.
For beating the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas week. Big deal in Washington, D.C.
First time
came
in over 2 years that they beat them at home.
Came down to the wire with the Cowboys mounting a late, late game comeback and the field goal kicker. I'm going to piss off Redskins fans. Once the officials moved him back enough, he was able to miss
it. Oh, they set him up?
Well, I didn't see what penalty
he moved
you were
the ball.
Referring to.
Can't move the ball.
I didn't see the illegal procedure. I really didn't see it. Didn't see it on the replay. Didn't see it anyway. Not sure where it happened, but
Mike,
it happened.
Those zebras have a special view of the field, and they see stuff we might miss.
You know, it almost seems to me when I am consumer, watching the National Football League,
yes,
that within the last 30 seconds of a football game, which they miraculously managed to turn into a half an hour, that you will see a player go down where it's like, we'll be right back to see how he's doing. And then you will see 14 officials conferences as they are, you know, everybody gets nervous. Everybody
well, that's
gets
how
sick.
It's, Mike, that's
everybody.
How it's scripted. All the action at the end of the game.
It is set up in the manner where in the last 2 minutes, all plays are reviewed. So,
yes, right. So they've
sure
always got
to
do
outcome,
that,
right?
But the thing about it is that you have these close plays within the last. It just seems like they're concentrated.
Well, nobody wants to be
the
one with mud on their face at the end of the day.
And also, Mike, they have to have stuff go, you know, they have to have the dramatic.
We'll go with that then.
They have to go with the dramatic stuff in the last 2 minutes so CBS can play their sad music when they go to spots.
I have a question, and I'm not sure you two will be able to answer this.
What's that?
So I tune in to the game,
yeah.
and as I tune in, I see that it's our good friend, Mr. James Tiberius Nance.
Yes.
With Mr. Tony Bozo Romo.
Yes.
Bozo Romo? Is the color guy.
Yeah, they've been paired.
Those are CBS dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what I believed was a Fox property. I thought the NFC was Fox.
You know,
and then when they went to
didn't
updates.
Occur to me. That didn't occur to me that it was a CBS game.
The game was on CBS. They were on that game. They do that game. Those CBS games.
Wow.
Yeah. The
NFL, I don't understand it, though. It's a Fox game.
No, the NFL is not exclusively on Fox. It's on CBS and Fox and NBC depending
on
the day
parts.
So
you will see AFC and NFC on both Fox and CBS now.
Really, you could move a schedule around, and I could be completely wrong, but the way I understand it is this.
Somebody out there knows exactly, because they're bigger football fans than anybody in this
depending
room.
Depending on the game and the what they perceive to be a strategic game of the week, you could move a 1 o'clock game to a Sunday night game.
Oh, yeah, games get moved around, especially towards the end of the year.
Yeah, so then that starts getting moved around, and different networks have different games. So in the long run, you've bought rights to a CBS property, a Fox property, an NBC property, and those games are set in stone, especially for Monday night because that's ESPN.
But How much fun would it be if you never knew, if you never knew what guys were going to cover what events? And I'm not talking about just sporting events. Like, for example, if you had Jim Nance and Tony Romo, who were doing the play-by-play for Guys Grocery Games.
That's
on
right.
The
know
Food
what?
Network.
Don't
you know?
Even tell the commentators who they're going to be working with.
Right. It's like, do we have the Dallas Redskins game? No, I'm sorry. We've got the next Food Network star. Oh God, I'm not good at that. Don't worry, it keeps you a little versatile. And then you'd kick over to the Redskins game and they'd be like, please welcome Giada De Laurentiis, who will be and Ina Garten, who will be covering today's Patriots Bears game.
Also,
yes, Sam sir, Rosen and the Cake Boss.
yeah, mix up within the pairings too. Yeah, well, what's that guy that came to my house? Who's the the guy that what was his name?
Oh,
the big guy with the beard.
Yeah, from the Baltimore
from the
cake guy.
Wars, yeah. The cake guy, the Baltimore cake. What's his
Ace
name?
Ace of Cakes.
See? He is the Ace of
Ace
Cakes.
Ace of Cakes. Just briefly.
No one remembers.
Also,
that's how much
well,
that guy's star
I'm not the foodie. You think I'm going to remember? No.
I know.
Emerald, by the way, where the hell is he? Let me ask you this.
Oh, the worst show Emerald did. Can I? I'm sorry. Maybe. You throw that dart into my brain and then it explodes. Emerald did a show like Emerald's Florida.
Yes.
That was the laziest, most horrible, where it'd be Emerald lazily going into these restaurants. Hello, welcome to Emerald's Florida. Now today we're going to go to
did
this.
Did they bring everything to him?
Oh, and it's just like, and he sits there going, and this is our crab terrine, Emerald. Yeah, that's really terrific.
Oh, no.
Next week on Emerald's Florida, I'm like, Emerald, what's going on? Where's the bam? Where's the screaming? Yelling
Duff
at the
Goldman
audience?
Was his name. Duff Goldman.
Duff Goldman. Yeah, we both forgot it. Yep. I wouldn't have pulled it. No. I wouldn't have pulled that.
Doesn't it also matter where you're broadcasting from? I mean, I'm sorry, what region of the country you're watching the games? Because here in in D.C., you could watch the Redskins or the Ravens at the same time, depending on what channel you're watching.
Well, the Ravens was the 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, but you're in.
The Ravens playing the Patriots. Was it Ravens Patriots? Was it? Wait, who was playing the Patriots? I forgot. I'm terrible at sports. We're not going to talk about sports.
No, but
I don't give a shit about the NFL. I know
we're
doing a lot of edits
you
earlier.
You brought it up.
I know. I don't care anymore. I'm so disappointed in myself that I don't do.
It.
Excuse
we're moving
me.
On.
If someone got us a fantasy football sponsor, I care more. I don't watch it like I used to.
Oh, it's my fault.
Because I don't have any
I'm
money
sure.
on the game. I don't have any
it's
money.
My fault.
Do you have any money on the games this
no.
last week? No. We don't
nobody's,
have any money.
Nobody's got them.
No.
Nobody's got them.
Nobody's
sucks.
Got them.
We have to play the
it's
sad
right.
music again now.
Sad that nobody's got any monies on the games.
When they've consolidated all
money's
of them.
Games like that. Yeah.
They say FU.
I'm trying to think. The Ravens lost to somebody. I know that. Might have been New Orleans.
You're
not
Wacko
not sure.
for Flacco?
No, I'm not. I did look at New Orleans, Mike.
They played New Orleans.
Yeah, they played New Orleans. Did somebody put that in your IFB that they played New Orleans?
No, no. I remember Tony Gonzalez talking to Drew Brees and talking about being a short quarterback before the game.
Yep, and wonderful quarterback, one of the greatest of all time. So, anyway, that's our little sports update. Congratulations to the Washington Redskins. Really, really terrific performance.
Say it the way Larry says it, if you're going to be official.
The Washington Redskins.
Thank you.
Washington. And the first place Washington Redskins.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What a year to be alive.
What a year to be alive. Red Sox are going to the World Series. Redskins are in first place. Capitals won the Stanley Cup. Oh, sports games.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Nothing like
it. It's crazy.
It.
That's why D.C. is the greatest sports town in the world.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Hey, and the stadium's starting to fill up now, huh? There weren't any empty seats yesterday, am I right, huh?
Yeah, there was
a lot of Dallas fans. Hey, here's what I also heard about yesterday. Because the Redskins have found this new success, nobody's getting drunk in the parking lot anymore. It's a miracle.
That is
people
a miracle.
People have stopped drinking. There is no alcohol consumed at the stadium anymore.
Except by the players, Mike.
Yes, sir. Except that new quarterback whose name I don't know.
Alex Smith.
Jurgensen, I think.
Sounds like a New York politician in the 1920s. Al Smith. How are ya? Yes, sir.
There we go.
Hey, one last thing. Let me just say to our friend Paulie from Brooklyn, who paid his bet. Paulie, home run.
Paulie, you like the hat?
Home fitted. Fantastic. Regular Red Sox cap, which I didn't have, believe it or not. I got the silly one, the green one.
Yeah.
I didn't have the regular blue one. We edited hats last year. And, you know, there are some people walking around with a Red Sox cap. But he gave me the just the regular Red Sox blue with the postseason logo, which is perfection.
Nice.
I'm not a big one for championship hats, believe it or not. I'm not always, unless it's the first one, like with the caps, I love that.
Yeah.
That I think Fried got us. But man, oh man, this is just classy. Paulie, you hit it out of the park. I will not be updating that hat. And it fits perfectly. By the way, fitted hat, 7 3/4. Perfection.
Nice. Perfect.
What are you? Still 7 7/8?
8 1/8.
You are 8, and your head has gotten larger.
It fluctuates between 8
your head
and 8
has
and
gotten
eighth.
Bigger.
Yeah,
it's gotten bigger.
And I don't think, you know,
and
I think,
eighth?
I
have
do
you checked,
believe.
Have you had a CAT scan?
I do believe that when you get past 7 3/4, it gets a little loosey-goosey. They're not precise, because I've had eight.
I'm surprised you weren't walking around going, Rocky Road?
I was able, actually, to fight Superman.
Wow. Oh, my God. 8 1/8.
Either 8 or 8 1/8, depending. Depending on the hat, yeah.
8 1/8. That means like if you have too salty a pretzel, it'll be whole head will just clean explode. That's
clean.
Incredible.
Well, probably down to 8 now that I've cut off all my hair. Maybe the 8th was the hair. I don't know.
Very good.
I have to go to a good milliner and have myself measured.
That's right. Milliners are hat people, right?
Yeah. Do you remember what happened when I walked into the hat store on 5th Avenue in New York City?
No.
I walked and I was probably the guy. The depth of the store away from me, 50 feet deep into the store. He was up on like a library sliding ladder, you know, the kind that goes so he can get up to high shelves on the side. And I walked in and he said, good morning. I said, good morning. He said, I have nothing for you.
He's that much of a veteran?
Yeah, he could tell.
Older guy?
Yeah, he could tell from the distance that my head was too big. He said, all we got is like 7 3/4.
He's up on a ladder looking back down at Rob. I have nothing for you. Perhaps perhaps you could sit up on that brick wall and have the king's soldiers push you off. You have a good day. Have a good day, Humpty Dumpty. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. It's a clinker! That blasted, stupid furnace, that gummit!
Oh, for Christ's sake, open up the damper, will you? Who the hell turned it all the way down? Again! Oh, blast it! Blurt, rattle, brass, camel, clerk! You blocker, rattle, beast, jerk, up, rat!
In the heat of battle, my father wove a tapestry of obscenity that, as far as we know, is still hanging in space over Lake Michigan.
Fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile, honey.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it's a leg, you know, like in a statue.
Statue?
Yeah, statue.
Yeah, statue.
Ralphie?
The snap of a few sparks, a quick whiff of ozone, and the lamp blazed forth in unparalleled glory.
Oh, look at that. Will you look at that? Isn't that glorious? It's indescribably beautiful. It reminds me of the 4th of July. Turn off all the lights. I want to see what it looks like from the street.
Hey, Park, what is that?
It's a major award.
A major award? Shucks, I wouldn't have known, Dad. It looks like a lamp.
But it is a lamp, you nincompoop, but it's a major award. I want it.
Damn hell, you say you want it?
Yeah.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.
It could be seen up and down Cleveland Street, the symbol of the old man's victory.
If he won that, it's a major award.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are so, so glad to have all of you here. We really are. This is going into, won't be long now, we're going to be going into our 10th year, a decade of service to you. And I'll tell you something, we love doing this show for you. Hate all the other stuff around it, but when these microphones come on each and every day, we are delighted to have you in our listening audience all over the world. We're always ready to hear from you. We have a weekly mailbag. We have Wide Open Wednesday. It was a great one last week.
Yes.
Take your phone calls on Wednesday. Read your letters on Tuesday. And we're always here for you all over the world. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, and it's on now. And it's brought to you by Alex Papp.
Yay,
the
Alex
North
Papp.
Cal Realtor. All Papp the other Papp. Realtors are real crap. Alex Papp is the man to tap. He'll get you a great deal right in your lap.
Drop it in
we
your lap.
We like Alex Papp. Yeah. That's right. The deals will happen so quick, they'll go zap.
Alex Papp.
Alex Papp, if you're in Northern California, by the way, some listeners have informed me that I have been mispronouncing the names of some towns.
Oh, these towns
in
Northern California. Yeah.
So, Alexander Papp is wonderful, and he's a realtor, and he loves this show, and we love him, and he makes it easy. He finds you the perfect home. He can write an aggressive offer. He can work through the home inspections. He can do the whole thing for you. Your one-stop shop. Alexander Papp rated 5 out of 5 stars on all of them. Zillow, truly a realtor.com. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. Alexander Papp is licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on Northern California. From Chico to Reading.
Oh, no.
To Chico?
To Ukiah. To Eureka.
Yep.
And even Vermont. Eureka.
I think you got them all right.
Now, listen, let me try that.
I haven't had a Eureka in
Chico,
a long time.
Chico, Redding, Ukiah, Eureka, Fremont.
He bought a goat farm, Mike, and moved to Ukiah.
Hi. Alexander Papp bought a goat farm, moved to Ukiah. Said he knew you'd understand. Everywhere in between, stop renting. Call Alex, the NorCal Realtor today. 916-276-2129, BRE 0198-6031, Prado Real Estate. It's a snap. It's a snap with Papp. Yes, sirree. All right.
See?
It's a snap.
It worked.
It's an Oscar.
Papp.
An Oscar couplet.
Snap with
so,
Papp.
So, big weekend. We actually had a date on Friday night, and I went to a comedy show, and I haven't gone to a comedy show in a long time. It was great to do it because they're getting ready for our big show out in Las Vegas, and went to see Louis Black, a very well-known comedian, especially in left-wing circles. And so we
cheerful guy.
A very cheerful guy. Funny curmudgeon.
Yes.
Funny curmudgeon. And it's Carla really didn't know who he was. I took Carla to say that, see, he does the same. See, bitching, making a literal living out of just getting up on stage and bitching. You see, you complain about me. See what I see? That's what I see.
This man is on
stage.
See
what he's doing?
Yes.
This man's on stage. This is a stand-up comedian, and he bitches, and he makes much more money than I do, and he's much more successful. And look, he's up there just screaming and ranting, and he's 12 years older than I am or whatever, and he's up there just screaming and yelling. So we went to see the show, and it was packed. And it was packed with people politically probably that are a little bit like me.
Theater, arena, what kind of a venue was it?
It was the Barbara P. Ming Performing
Arts Center in Fort Myers, Florida. Hello,
haven't
I'm
you
Barbara
seen,
P. Mann.
You saw a musical
like
there
to
once, right?
Some of my yeah, we went to see The King and I.
That's right.
Don't ever go see
they didn't
that.
Let you sit on a gingerbread
Yuck.
Man.
Oh God, what a mistake that was! Never go see a like a Broadway musical that you don't really know. Mm. Oh, poop, you cat. Anyway, so we went to see, and we got at the last minute. I got pretty good seats too.
Oh, good.
Down front, and went to the website. You know, you can go to these ticket broker places, and you'll get kind of gouged, and then you get to the actual website, and there they were, four of them right down in the second row, and went down there. So that was kind of cool. Nothing like walking down to the front. Nothing like it. Nothing like walking down to the front. I don't care who you are. You feel 10 feet tall when you walk down to the front. Some people do it all the time. I don't. So for me, it's a big deal. I kind of walk with a little extra swagger. Nobody knows me in this theater, but I'm walking down front. So we get there, and the show begins. And I think there was one guy that maybe said to his wife, "Yeah, what's going on? Who's that?" He's a comedian. Oh, I like to laugh. Let's go see a comedian. I just because this guy had to have no idea that he was getting the Daily Show left wing ranter. This guy, Lewis Black. Mm-hmm. Who does
and of
this.
All the left wing ranters, he's probably the rantiest. I mean, he's really the most
disturbing. And but he's first to tell you, he said, "You don't know my politics, believe it or not." He rants against everybody. He was very kind of hating them all. Mm. He was kind of anti-politician. That's really what he made it clear in his stand-up. But he has an opening act, and that guy was kind of doing some Trump shtick as well, right? And so I'm watching this guy, and the guy, it was a great bit. I'm sorry I don't have the name of his opening act comedian, but the guy came out in the most heinous blonde wig, and it was just close enough to being what where you weren't going to say anything.
Right.
Just God, he looks like an old guy with inappropriately long blonde hair, and and he goes through the opening, and nobody says anything, and then he references the wig, and of course everybody starts breaking up because he realizes he's doing this, and he did a whole bit on transgender and how he was transitioning, and it was brilliant.
That's really great.
The opening act was really. A veteran comedian who was very, and I am so sorry that I don't have the guy's name, and I should give it to you because he's
worth looking for it,
going to see.
I have it for you.
And then halfway through, he said, "But I can also do my Trump impression," and he just takes the wig, this blonde wig he's got, he turns it sideways, and suddenly it's like the Trump hair going side.
Oh, that's great.
Just was funny shtick, and it was a good bit. Well, we're just cruising through, and everybody's laughing, and it's not.
Is Carla getting it? Carla likes it.
She's Carla watches. We got the news on all the time here, and so it's like it's topical humor. Mm-hmm. And so we're watching this, and you hear from the back, he's like, "You're a dick." And it's right at a lull in the audience, and he doesn't respond to it. Right, he just goes on, and there was nothing after that. And then I'm very observant when I go to any kind of show because I'm curious how the audience is reacting because I perform in front of audiences sometimes. So I'm looking and I see out of the corner of my eye, I see this big old guy kind of dragging his wife out through the aisle. And it's obviously they're leaving the show. It was so funny. I just, then you speculate. You really think that, but it was mellow stuff. It was not over. It was not beat you over the head.
That's the gauge.
Like George Carlin.
That's the gauge.
You know?
This is the craziest part about this. Is that's the gauge that we have because of the shows we do. There are people out there that just can't handle hearing things or watching things that aren't within their own mindset.
Right.
So right away, the idea of leaving isn't as shocking to me than the idea of calling someone a dick and then leaving. Same thing happened at the Sarah Silverman show when I went to MGM. And
you said somebody got pissed?
Oh, no. People were like booing. And being rude, then security was going to make them leave, and they're like, "Oh no, I'll leave on your own." And you're in a big 4,000 person arena, essentially, and you can still hear them chitter chatting about how they didn't come for this.
They're so self-absorbed, Don't just experience the art. Somebody who's put their material out there. You just can't give it. Hey, well, Oscar, we live it on this show. How many people have we lost?
Yes.
And I think, would it be safe to say, if you talked about Mike O'Mara Show listener attrition,
If you were to throw a random, just ballpark it, a random percentage on percentage of that attrition that may be due to my politics, what would you say it would be? As far as the percentage of people that bailed because they just got, they got angry
okay,
at me
so
politically.
If I'm being fair to
right.
you,
yes.
We do not have this, we don't have crazy attrition. We are
right.
blessed to have such.
We are very fortunate.
We are blessed to have so many listeners that get it, and on both sides of the aisle politically, they just
right.
get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's an attrition number, then just off the top of my head, 100%.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
I really appreciate the preamble to that. I do this routinely.
When there's a thread. And a lot of trolls, the thing's frustrating about trolls is that when you get a thread with trolls, and I try to do a deep dive, you'll
right.
see the first post was 2017, and then they have no information. So that's a professional mm-hmm. troll. That's somebody that you wonder, you really wonder if that's coming from
how
some
many accounts they have, or
some Siberian, hothouse
from Chernobyl
where they're doing that. You wonder where that. But when I do a deep dive on others, you will. I always find it.
Yeah.
I always find the line mm-hmm. of demarcation with that. And
it boils
so,
down to it. That's the seed. That's the mustard seed that brings the whole thing down.
But
that's
the guy
the
that walked out, the guy that walked out had to have there's no other way that he could have done anything other than said, let's go to a comedy show. Because if you knew anything about the guy's material, you knew
there's
you were
no
going to get
you were
that.
Gonna go. Yeah.
Right.
There's no Agreed. Other. Yeah. There's no other option you have. And
let's go see Trevor Noah. I wonder what he's like.
That's exactly what. And Lewis Black's been doing it longer than Trevor mm-hmm. Noah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I mean, he's been out there doing it. So it was funny to watch that. And then the other little trick that we have is that they have, I think, two bars set up at the Barbara P. Mann Performing Arts Center.
You want to stand in a single file line to the left. And then when it's your turn,
yes,
tell us what you want.
You'll get
and
it.
And you'll get it, but you must wait.
And you got, I don't know how many people, you'd have to tell me probably 2,000, 3,000, something like that, that this theater accommodates. And then you've got the satellite bar here on the left on the bottom and here on the right out in the lobby. And Mrs. O'Mara, God bless her, she said, remember when we went to that other show and we had the tickets in the balcony? And I said, yeah. I said, remember that satellite bar they had up there that nobody was standing at? I said, I love you. I love you. And so we do a beeline up to the top of the stairs,
yes.
and there are literally, I am telling you, there are 70 to 100 people in both bars on the main level. There were four people in line
yes.
in the bar
Perfect.
Upstairs.
Perfect.
Drinky, drinky, Mrs.
Know your
O'Mara
game.
With
yeah,
the
know
success.
Your game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the Rob Spiewak special, which
oh.
I love. Any kind of show, that's what I like to load up with. Give me the Jamesons, had the calories for it, put the little double over ice, and was fine.
A nice tall
realized,
one.
Though,
a nice
yeah,
tall
yeah,
one, yeah.
Yeah, but I realized they're not like Rob poured them. That night, that
no.
to me, especially with a show that I'm really not excited about, like Love, the Cirque du Soleil show.
You know, give me credit. All I did was deliver it. The credit goes to the Vegas bartenders at the Mirage.
Oh, my God. A cauldron of Irish whiskey
yes.
as far as the eye could
for
see.
Big
gulp.
Super big gulp.
It made one quarter of that show almost palatable.
Well,
for me.
Half
really
the time
was.
I was yeah. like, where are the monkeys? And nothing happened.
Nothing happened. I'm sorry
Stop
to say that.
have we blasted through the opening break? Fairly like
no, we're good.
Here.
We're actually about
we okay?
we're about where we normally are at
are we
this
good?
Time
okay.
of day.
I just
yes.
want to make sure I'm losing track of time. I got sidetracked here. So the Lewis Black show. The only thing I would say, I don't like the opening act and then like a 25-minute intermission.
That shocked me when you said that happened, because my thought is that the opening act is supposed to be actually a little tighter, maybe 15, 10 minutes.
Tighter, brighter.
And then bring the audience up and then bring the headliner out. Boom. And you're in
show
it.
Show starts at 8 o'clock. Lewis
right.
Black came on a little after 9.
Mm.
Not good.
Wow.
I wasn't
Too
ready
late.
For that one. I didn't like that.
And you
got
to pay for
there.
The babysitter.
And we have to pay for the babysitter as well.
And
then he does like a little online show where he stops the show at the end of that. And he does maybe like 45 minutes and then goes off stage and comes back on and finishes his hour with online stuff where he reacts to the audience. And we're going to do a similar thing at our Las Vegas style show. So we're excited about Ooh. That. I like to see people work without a net like that.
Question.
It's
fun. One of my favorite things to see a stand-up comic do is crowd work like that. Does he do any crowd work within the regular show?
Not really. He seemed to direct his ire at people. He did a bit. I always think in terms of comedy, and he did a great bit. on Prevagen, which is made from, it's the memory, over-the-counter memory supplement.
Yeah.
And it's made with a secret ingredient from jellyfish. And I thought the first time I heard that, I thought that was comic fodder. And he took it and honed it and rewrote it and refined it. And it made me laugh out loud. It was really,
I would laugh just to hear him say Prevagen.
Drug companies.
I would laugh just to hear him say Prevagen. I can hear it in his voice.
Yeah. Prevagen. And I don't understand because it's made from jellyfish. It was what you wanted. That's what you exactly wanted. Good. I wanted more. I wanted him sooner. But yeah. Overall, you know, a night out, what the hell, at the fabulous Barbara P. Mann Performing Arts Center.
There is another bar upstairs.
Yes, that is less traveled. But it's the way human beings think.
Yep.
You know, and having been there once before, where we saw the crappy King and I show, it was great to go upstairs and know that the booze, you know?
Did that say that on the poster? The crappy King and I?
The crappy King and I show. And you know what? I'll tell you, as an O'Mara, I will, my family, we will always, and Mrs. O'Mara now, part of the fold, is we will find the bar. We will find where the
Lay
bar
of the land.
Is. Yes. It was wonderful. You know, salute to Lewis Black. It was great. It was nice to have a night out. I am happy. And, you know, it was a good start to the weekend. We don't have many traditional dates like that. We realize how pathetic we are.
You can always get them next year, Mike.
Yeah, you can always get it. I just don't do the, you know, Carl and I both, really. But towards the end of the evening, you know, we're driving back and we're waiting for the parking lot to empty
up. Two lines or one line?
And we're just sitting there going, God, why do people go out? Oh, you know, I'm not like our boy over here.
Oh, he lives on the streets.
You've got a baby.
No, but I mean, they awaken at 10 o'clock at night. They're still, Oscar is still on that schedule. Mm-hmm. I haven't been on that schedule for years. My bar, when I used to own my bar, 11 o'clock. I'd start worrying about whether there was a crowd or not at 11:30.
Really?
It's true. They sure did. They sure did. You know. But it made me. Yes.
You were blessed. You had an afternoon show.
Yes.
Yeah. That's true.
You didn't
true.
Have to worry
that's
about true. A single thing.
But I still don't, you know, it's not like we're getting up to do a morning show here. We tape at 9 a.m.
Yeah, but your son is waking you up at 6:30 in the morning every day.
Every day, especially Monday, to tell me how happy he is about going to school.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's another story. We have to take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills. I'll be excited to talk about our show because it's Countdown to Vegas.
Oh, it's so close.
Baby. We'll quiz Oscar on all the bells and whistles and how everything's coming together because I got no idea. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Just in time for the holidays. There's now a new way for you to shop for your favorite items.
Yes, there is, Jim.
Support the Mike O'Mara Show at the same time. Introducing the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. Instead of one online marketplace, there's now three great retailers to shop through. Target, Macy's, and Walmart. Click the banners from the three stores at the top of MikeOmaraShow.com and get shopping today. Your purchases help support the mission of the Mike O'Mara Show, providing laughter to those that get it. Like you, the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. Another great way for you to help keep that funny train chugging along.
That's wonderful, Jim Amato. Thank you very much. Hey, listen to me right now. I love my Ring doorbell. Ring's mission is to make neighborhoods safer. I know you know about their smart video doorbells and cameras that protect millions of people everywhere. Ring helps you stay connected to your home from anywhere in the world. So if there's a package, delivery, or surprise visitor, you get an alert, and you'll be able to see, hear, and speak to them all from your phone, no matter where you are, thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices. Now, here's what I just got, and I am enjoying this more than anything. I got my Ring floodlight cam.
Yes.
And I got it up in Maine. It was so easy to install. I keep track of Maine while I'm in Florida. It's the world's only motion-activated security camera with built-in floodlights. The other day, it was the weekend. My sister was coming up and visiting with my brother-in-law, and I saw them both come up. I know where they were going in the house. Well, they were doing some painting for us.
Aww.
No, they were getting keys, and they were dropping off keys or picking up keys.
Light repairs.
For the first time, I said, you know, I used it for comedic purposes. They were coming out onto my deck, and I'm like, hi, Kathy. And I see her go, like this. It was
so cool. And then she's like, oh hi.
But it's like they've designed a product for you, because since you spend only half of the time up in Maine, you never have to leave Maine, because with Ring, you're there all the time.
Well, you can communicate, and they came out on the deck, and I'm having a conversation as we speak. And it was fantastic. And the reason I knew they were there, it's motion activated. I get an alert on my phone. I said, there's activity at your back deck.
Activity.
And it's them. Hey, if you get the $3 a month protection plan with all your Ring devices, all of your Ring stuff, all the video is saved forever. Now, when you see about crime and things happening and people stealing packages, and you see those viral videos from Ring products, that's because these are people that pay to save the video forever.
Yeah.
And it's peace of mind. It's a great security system. As a TMOS listener, you have access to a special offer on a Ring starter kit. It's available right now. It has a video doorbell and motion-activated floodlight cam. This starter kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS and start living safer today. It's really a wonderful device.
So great.
And I love hanging out with it. It's great. And let you know, absolutely, every time on my phone.
And you can startle your sister.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to do that. All right, Vegas, baby. We are just about 2 weeks away from Las Vegas.
Two
we are
very, very weeks.
Less than 2 weeks, and we are super excited to be going out there. How is everything shaping up, Oscar? Are they ready for us out there?
They're ready for us. We're ready for them. I believe, the weekend, I think you'll find this interesting. Remember we had this big to-do about a big to-do if we were going to spend the $900 or the $200 on a certain type of suit for a certain type of something?
Yes, yes. I remember that.
We had a secret message come in this weekend to my Facebook page when I check it about once a month.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what's this? And it said, hey, if you think that the $900 suit will play better than the $200 suit, I would like to pay for the $900 suit. And I said,
no, God, people, what if people give us a donation to the show.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
And I said, sir or madam, please don't worry about the stage show. We've got this.
Right.
If you'd like to send us a check, you're more than welcome to.
Buy $900 next year of fruitcake.
Yeah, yes.
That's exactly.
But people
signed Neil Armstrong.
People are reading between the lines, and they know we are making every effort to make this as fantastic and as entertaining and loving as possible.
It's going
to
be great.
Yeah, and I think it has to go. It goes without saying that this program that we're putting out for you has to have a somewhat of a cheese factor as well.
Oh, yeah.
It has to have just enough of a cheese factor. And that was my point, that this is I think we're making more out of this than we need to. Because
I agreed.
It's not. It's not even a cornerstone of the show.
Like a good casserole,
cheese is what holds this together.
Exactly.
And we require the cheese.
And salami.
Yes.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And don't forget, if you haven't gotten your tickets, tickets are still available for the stage show on Saturday night.
Yes.
The murder mystery. And so it's going to be us on Friday night and then the 80s murder mystery show on Saturday night. And then in between, I've been kind of pursuing how I'm going to be whiling away the hours and, degenerate gambling one.
Yes.
In an undisclosed location.
Ooh, that's undisclosed.
If they find you, will there be some sort of reward? No?
Oh.
What do you think?
I think that the reward would be just the joy of seeing you.
Now, no, I don't want that. You are always going to be a stalker fan at heart. You are always going to be a stalker.
It's what brought us, Mike. It's what brought us together.
A social media picture will go, oh, I noticed somebody likes Pompeo olive oil on the back.
Cat is out of the bag.
No, I think that, I'm just going to, I want to chill.
Who
and,
owes you
do
time?
That.
The Excalibur. You know what? I can promise you this. Mike will not be gaming at the Excalibur.
You never know. You never know where I'm going to be. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun.
You made the Hooters Casino off the strip.
It's very exciting. It's very, and more. I am very excited. I am very excited that our theater is in the old section of town.
Oh, yeah, Old Town. I think you're going to love Old Town.
I've been there. I know it. I think it's going to be cool.
Man.
I think it's going to be, and I hope that we get a chance to see an Elvis impersonator.
Oh,
I think
of course.
I hope that, because I think of Old Town Las Vegas. as Elvis impersonators walking around the street.
And it gets that way on Fremont Street, I think, at about dusk.
Is Fremont Street where they have the zip line?
I believe.
Yes.
The screen that's over the street.
What you'll also love is the prices in Old Town are not the prices that are on the Strip.
No, you have kind of a throwback.
Lower minimums.
Well, you can sit down at a $10 blackjack table. I'm like, oh, $10. I knew the whole night.
This I can do.
Yeah, it's fun. And they lure you in. And on the old Strip, do they lure you in with maybe some of the food specials like they used to have? Do they still do that?
The
bread pudding's extra runny tonight.
The only background I have on the old Strip.
$2 steak.
is what I've seen on television.
Okay.
The new Strip that I saw 2 years ago was a Strip that's been rebuilt by the Zappos headquarters moving in there and taking over that entire area. So it is fun. There are a ton of different bars. It seems like a great place to grow up and work and live.
Now, you went with me to see an Elvis impersonator in the old International, didn't you? Weren't you at that show where that guy looked so horrifying?
Yeah, and he was not bad, right?
Trent Carlini was great from a distance.
What was his name?
Trent Carlini. Google him.
Trent Carlini.
He was the darling son of...
Is he still performing? Trent Carlini still performing?
For a while, he was the darling of the International, because the International is where Elvis had his best run of Vegas shows. So they would actually let him... Well,
though.
Before that, he had played the big room with an orchestra. And when we saw him, he was in sort of a lounge with a lot of tapes. And so he was good, and when you got close to him, he was
horrifying.
They're
dying off the Elvis fans.
But when you got it further away, he was pretty. It was a fun night. It was a fun night. So maybe we can see someone, Trent Carlini, like walking the streets of Vegas.
Is Britney Spears going to be in residence?
Oh yeah, she just announced her new domination residency there. She's gonna actually be there for I think another 3 years.
Extended it, right?
But the big event, of course, will be we are going to be dining. That's what we're going to be trying to do.
We're trying to locate that.
And so is there anything I need to prepare trip out there that I need to know, that I need to get ready for?
There is no band this year. God bless the bands that have worked with us.
I'm sorry. The four-hour soundcheck did us in.
Hey, man, it wasn't your cup of tea, Jack.
It is our stage show. We've got a few moving parts, but not enough to ruin
Rob's going to put together a soundtrack.
Mike, of course.
Gonna knock your D in the dirt.
You're gonna have a fantastic time. I think that you should expect the worst.
Don't get happy, Oz.
Expect the worst and hope for the best, and that's how we are going to roll.
Yes, I do need
not
a white.
As far as
I do
our
need
show.
A white
no,
pocket
no, no.
Square.
I'm talking about for you, Mike, personally.
Yes, personally.
Mm-hmm. For you personally.
Yeah, the
look, kids, Hoover Dam, turn right around.
No, I was debating whether I was going to bring the sticks, and I'm not.
Well, you can always get sticks out there.
Yeah, but I'm not. I just don't think there's going to be time. We do have a little work to do when we get out there.
That's true.
We do have a little prep work that we're going to have to do to get everything ready.
Also, I know you, Mike. The whole time you'll be bitching about, I brought my sticks and I can't even play golf. Nobody wants to hear that.
Well, so I'm not bringing them.
Yeah.
Now he'll bitch that he didn't bring them.
Now, who are the
who are
the show members that are going to be in it? Are we going to have any interns that are going to be?
We've got Zoolander that has reached out and said that he is going to be at the ready. We've got
I like that. Zoolander is somebody who's a former intern who I could see, and a former employee that would be. He worked for WJFK for a while, didn't he?
No, I think he was always an intern at the podcast.
Is he a pure intern?
Pure intern at the podcast.
Well, Zoo's a great guy.
Yeah.
We've got Katie Cole will be out there as well with her fiance. We have Maddie and her boyfriend are going to be out there.
Maddie's coming?
Maddie's coming, baby.
Oh, that's a current intern. That's awesome. I'm excited about that.
Maddie's coming. I think maybe Mac, he is 50-50, but he wasn't important enough for me to ask again.
But, you know, he's 50-50 in life.
Right. I'm almost 100% that he's coming, but I'm not sure. But I can tell you that Zoolander, Katie Cole, we've got Katie Forbes, Von Herman coming out. Enough people that are support staff that they can help grease these wheels if there's an issue.
All right, that's good. We got plenty of bodies.
And Matt, having Maddie is like having 50 Macs.
Now, as far as Adrian Garcia is concerned, or Dan O'Brien, it just didn't seem to work out.
They may or may not be coming. It's in a big election year, as you know, for Dan. And Adrian, as much as I love him and I can't quit him, I just can't front his hijinks once again.
It's a big weekend at the hotel, Mike.
Yes. He may show up. Who knows?
That's wonderful. Very, very exciting. All right. We will take a break and come back
What's
with more
an SD card?
Hi, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, Mike. What's that airfare? Holy yes, I can't come.
I tinted the windows.
Oh, my God, the worst wrinkled tinted windows ever.
Ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, I have a lovely story to share with you. I don't mention my canines like I used to, but every now and then, this story is, you can transcribe it and read it to your children at home. It's called Frankie and the Carrot. Oh, Frankie and the Carrot. When we come back on the Mike O'Meara.
Connecting is everything. Slacking is nothing.
Mailbag.
It's all about you. Birthdays.
Hooray.
Anniversaries.
Don't F it up.
Stories.
Be interesting.
Shtick.
Be funny.
Feedback.
If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Email Rob.
To me.
At MikeOmeraShow.com.
TMOS.
Your thoughts to our ears through Mike's mouth.
Creepy.
Most Tuesdays on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Mailbag.
Stay in the know. Mailbag.
Mailbag.
By TMOS.
By the bonus.
Thank you very much. I love it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I'm going to do my own graphic right here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by... Oh, wait, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by...
Scentbird. There it is.
Scentbird.
Let me show you how it works. Let me hold that up there.
Ooh.
I twist it.
There
it is.
Oh, it's so
it
cool.
That.
See, and then I give a little...
Oh, there you go. Boom, bam. Ready to rock and roll.
I love it. Have you ever had someone come up to you and say, "You smell amazing. What are you wearing?" Well, I have, and I mean it. I have. I've had that happen.
Yeah, you are a wonderful-smelling guy.
Thank you. Whether it's Gucci. Thank you, Rob. Gucci, Prada, Versace, you have good taste, and you know what you like. It ain't cheap. But there is a way to have great taste and save cash at the same time. Anybody that's been in one of those stores, you know how much scents cost.
Mm-hmm.
Colognes, perfumes, expensive! Scentbird.com keeps me smelling amazing month after month. Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service. Scentbird has 450 designer brands. It's the real deal. It's like a monthly scent adventure. Choose a scent and they'll send you a 30-day supply. That's 120 sprays and it's always amazing. Plus, free shipping all the time and never deal with crowded department stores and pushy salespeople. I'm wearing Tom Ford, Oscar has Bulgari, and Rob loves his Kenneth Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Scentbird has our studio smelling better than ever. I want you to check out Scentbird. Scentbird, I always use them. Scentbird.com. Here's the exclusive offer. You get 50% off your first month's today, and that's only $7.50 for your first cologne. That's $7.50. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
What you would normally pay for that. $7.50 for your first cologne. That's Scentbird.com/TMOS and use the code TMOS for 50% off your first month. Scentbird. Scentbird.com/TMOS. Sign on. Spell great. Scentbird.
Scentbird.
There's the logo again.
Who?
Scentbird.
Who?
I'm Scentbird. I'm the Scentbird logo.
Didn't know we get a chance to actually talk to the Scentbird.
Hello.
How you doing, SB?
Fun.
All right, I'm sorry. All right, anyway. So yesterday was an interesting day. I have to remember that when I leave the domicile,
yes,
and Mrs. O'Meara is out with the little guy, and went over to her friend's house and went to a little cookout. I was able to get out of going to the cookout, and then I was talked into going to the cookout. So she came back and picked me up, and we went to the friend's house, and we went to a cookout, and it was at a condo complex that had a community pool with a community thing. And the way they got me to go over there was, hey, Mike, I know you were worried about the game. I told you they had a TV, and look, they've got a little pit group here and a big screen TV that's right outside by the pool. Florida Living, right? Fantastic. No problem at all. By the time I got there, dropped off, there were two guys that were in the little pit group, both reclining.
Mm.
So I had feet, hairy toe feet up in the little pit group, and I'm not going to stand and lean up against a little pylon,
right,
and watch the entire Redskins-Dallas game. So I was polite. I enjoyed a little little repast, and then I said, would it be possible that I could come and pick you up? You're 8 minutes away. Could I come back and pick you? She said, no problem at all. And then I ventured back home. Now, in the time that I had left my domicile and gone to this little party and spent about an hour, hour and 20 minutes at this party, and then come back, I realized that I had made the mistake that I've made before. And that is, I left the boudoir door open. And when I do that, the little ferrets, the parasitical vermin that I call my dogs,
right?
One of them had gotten in there. Frankie has taken to exploring trash. He got it from his elderly brother, who can't even hear the dinner bell now. And so I don't think Beluga's capable of doing this, but I think Beluga maybe was a co-conspirator in this. But I walk in.
Beluga's like Obi-Wan. You know, training the young Jedi. It can no longer do it anymore, but it can train.
Now, this is a problem if there's regular trash, like some papers and, you know, a wrapper here and there. It's bad enough when there are just like tissues and stuff, and you go and you pick up everything off the floor. When there is organic material in one of these little waste baskets distributed by my son and my wife in our bedroom, it becomes exponentially more difficult. And it becomes exponentially more attractive to these little ferrets that I call dogs. These useless, barking, farting, pooping in the house dogs that give me very little love, but yet I feed them, I give them as much love as I can, and they repay me by going in there, and what it is the equivalent of the Las Vegas-style buffet in my bedroom.
$2 steaks.
Yeah. So let me tell you how I discover the transgression that had to be by Frankie.
Yeah.
I walk in to my, and by the way, I live in a small joint. This is a small house. This is not Versailles, okay? you can cover one end of this house to the other with two steps.
Okay.
And I walk in and I got my chair. I got my Archie Bunker chair where I consume most of my television. And I look and in the middle of my chair, where Frankie likes to hang out. Maybe that's because he loves me. Maybe it's more his way of going F you. When I look and I see, and there's this tiny little orange thing. It looked like, I thought at first it was a chewed on, rat-eared dog toy that was orange. And then I get closer and I look, no, it is the stump of an uneaten carrot, the bottom of an uneaten carrot. And it's shredded from where, obviously, Frankie was enjoying my chair and gnawing on a carrot for an hour. And I said, oh, that's interesting. I wonder how he got that. Well, all I had to do was walk around the chair and look into the bedroom. And Frankie had minced a carrot into a shag carpet, which Carla wants the shag carpet. I guess it was trendy. That's underneath our bed. Do you know what that's like when you get organic material that, oh, and so my son had dumped his little carrot stump in this wastebasket, and Mrs. O'Mara, God love her, had left her pistachio shells in the little wastebasket.
No.
So I had a bedroom full of pistachio shells and shredded carrot. You can't pick up shredded carrot out of shag carpeting. So I try the little shark vacuum, handheld vacuum.
Yeah.
That can't get the carrot. So I have to dig in with my hands like they're tweezers to get individual shreds of carrot from this little fart dog that has been gnawing on it. And as there are these little piles of carrot. He didn't consume the carrot.
No.
That would be helpful. That would be a real dog. A real dog would ingest that. A real dog would go chomp, 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 and the carrot would be eaten. I'd be fine with that. No, Frankie just wants to go like that. And then, by the way, then the hidden pistachio shells that he licked the salt off of and just left everywhere, not to mention the little makeup tissues from where Melania was like doing her makeup before going to the
Melania O'Mara.
Jesus. And so so last night I thought I cleaned everything up.
Right.
Carla comes home and goes, what's this?
Oh no.
And I look over and there is in one corner there is another separate pile of carrot shavings where Frankie had not eaten the carrot, used the carrot as just a chew toy,
yeah,
and shredded the little pieces of carrot everywhere. There it was. And
well, that's, you know, yes. Look on the bright side. You know, your other dog, Beluga, can't see. At least Frankie's doing everything he can to preserve his eyesight.
Yeah, he's carrots. Sharp. Sharp as a tack. And now Frankie crawls up in my lap again this morning, like was looking at me like, he kind of, we may have had a moment where he was looking up at me. I'm doing my show prep. Mom and the kid off to school. Another happy day. My son delighted to go to school. Anyway, so he's off to go to school. And Frankie comes over and he's looking at me. I said, I'm not happy with you. I'm not happy with what happened yesterday. That was really, really bad. I said, do you want to come up here? He jumps up in my lap with no one in the house, which is very
rare.
Normally, he has to have the protection of Carla in the
house. Your pals now. Your pals. You know? He also probably senses death coming along to his best friend.
Yeah.
So he knows he's got to find an ally ASAP.
When he sat in your lap, was he shaking?
Uh-huh. Nope, wasn't shaking at all.
Oh, that's good.
When Oscar mentions the death of his best pal, the cough that we get now, it can either happen. It can happen any time, night or day. But the cough is now. That's the cough. That's the sound of it.
Mike, I'm something of an amateur.
It's like something's going on there, you know.
I'm something of an amateur.
Big casino.
What? I'm something of an amateur veterinarian, and that's a good sign.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Who doesn't like dogs, right?
Who doesn't like dogs? Yeah. I promise. No canine stories before the holidays. All right, that's it. That's all I got. I'm
he's gonna
done
make
talking
it.
About
he's gonna
my
make
dog.
It.
He is. Plan on filling two stockings for those dogs.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'll see you in the corner. Hey, Beluga, you need a tracheotomy? Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Michael Merritt Show.
It's Political Persuasion.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz from your favorite political podcast, Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the administration's abysmal response to the killing of Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi. Elizabeth Warren launches her shadow presidential campaign and bites it hard. And we're looking at a record turnout for the midterms. We break down the numbers. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Istanbul.
Political Persuasions.
Tight. Welcome
Thanks,
back
baby.
To the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our Holiday Shopping Center. Time to start your holiday shopping now. And it's easier than ever thanks to the TMOS Holiday Shopping Center. Y'all Holy Trinity of Retail Bargains featuring Macy's.com. Target.com and Walmart.com. And here's the best part. When you access these sites, when you access these sites, them. Did you see what you wrote?
No, it's not right.
When you access these sites, them.
Maybe he did it like a Pauly writing.
Hey, when you access the spots, them.
Yeah.
When you access these sites, them through our portal. You know, is there any reason this business is thriving right now? With this attention, this rapier attention to detail? When you access these sites, them, through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. That's fun and smart. Plus, plenty of free parking and no lines. Just make sure to access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banners on our website. You can't miss them. So if you need it, buy it right now by clicking through at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It costs you nothing, but it means the world to us. Macy's, Target, Walmart, and TMOS, the only way to shop. Now, go spend money.
News.
Boo. You name it. Someone out there can shame it. That's the world we live in. Case in point, this lady hasn't made her way into the news in a long time. Martha Stewart. She was bike shamed.
Bike shamed?
I leave with this today. Bike shamed, because I'm biking now, and I have to put this in here. Okay. Martha posted a picture of herself on a bicycle, and someone had a problem with it because she's 77 years old. That is someone that does not spend any time in the great state of Florida.
That's true.
I can tell you that right now. The moron said, quote, sorry, but you're too old to bike safely. Set an example. Admit it. Make it easier for the rest of us to give up thinking we can still do it all. How horrible is
That's
that?
That's really bad.
My inspiration down here to getting on a bike is a guy that is, I guarantee you, he is north of 80. I passed him on the road the other day. He's a funny guy. He's curmudgeon-y. And I said, "You're my inspiration." And he went, I heard, all I saw, because I had earbuds in, I hear, but he's great. Obviously,
what he
Martha
said, Mike,
agree.
Is, "Do you have any nitroglycerin?"
Obviously, Martha didn't agree. She replied, quote, "I feel sorry for you if you think I'm too old to bicycle. I keep in excellent shape by doing many outdoor and indoor exercises and activities." Bicycling, by the way, is like the Mac Daddy of exercise for senior citizens, because you're not busting the crap out of your joints. You know,
it's the same guy that yelled at her as the guy that walked out of the Lewis Black show. Just an unhappy guy.
You did.
Pete Davidson joked about his breakup with Ariana Grande during a charity show that he hosted Saturday night with Judd Apatow. That's your man, right?
Yeah,
that's
a guy
from your television show.
With him, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You really haven't, but you have, right?
Well, yeah.
He wasn't there when you were doing it.
No, but from what I understand and what I experience, he has his fingers on everything.
That's exciting.
That's Judd, classic Judd.
Here's what Pete Davidson said. He said, quote, "Well, as you could tell, I don't want to be here. There's a lot going on. Does anyone have any open rooms? Looking for a roommate." That's the right way to handle it. He also told the crowd, quote, "I've been covering a bunch of tattoos. That's fun. I'm effing 0 for 2 in the tattoo department. Yeah, I'm afraid to get my mom tattooed on me. That's how bad it is."
Oh, no.
It's great that he's turning it into humor. When Judd praised him for doing the show, Pete said, quote, "Well, you put me on the flyer. I had to. F my feelings." Judd said he cares more about America than Pete's feelings, and Pete replied, quote, "I feel like I am America. I'm a good guy that just keeps getting kicked in the crotch. You're like, oh, that effing poor kid. I hope he doesn't kill himself. That's America." That's just funny. I would have liked to be at that comedy show. Probably was funny. With all the Marvel movies and blockbuster sequels, it's easy to gloss over how significant this is. $77.5 million for Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Hey!
Here is some context. The new Halloween had the biggest opening in history for a movie with a female lead over 55 years old. Jamie Lee Curtis turns 60 next month. Number two, it was the second biggest opening in October ever, behind Venom, which opened with $80.2 million just a few weeks ago. Number three, the trailers for it are fantastic. They make me want to go see the movie. Number three, it's also getting pretty good reviews. Number three, it also marks the second biggest debut for a horror movie behind last year's It remake, which had a $123 million opening. And number four, it was the biggest opening weekend for a Halloween movie, and it really wasn't even close. Rob Zombie's Halloween made $30.6 million over the four-day Labor Day weekend in 2007. So there you go.
You're hearing a lot of good stuff about it. And you know what? Also, I think whoever has the rights to the original Halloween, they're going to benefit from it, because everyone's watching the original Halloween. That's the talk on the internet all over the place.
You know, the plot development with Jamie Lee and the whole revenge thing, kind of, I dig it. I'd go see it. Tomorrow night's Mega Millions jackpot, is up to $1.6 billion
with a B.
That's the biggest lottery jackpot in U.S. history, and it makes the Powerball jackpot look weak, even though that is going to be $620 million on Wednesday. So we're giving away $1.6 billion on Tuesday and $620 million on Wednesday. No one has won the Mega Millions jackpot since a group of coworkers from California hit it back on July 24th. No one's won the Powerball since August 11th. Mm. And of course, it's my duty to remind you that the odds of winning the Mega Millions, ladies and gentlemen, are 1 in 302.6 million. A much better chance of getting hit by lightning than
But you know, it would be great if both things could happen.
Oh, that'd be
you'd
so,
never
so
forget
great.
That day.
Oh man, that'd be great. You know what? I might open another restaurant up. We're rolling up on the holiday season, and if you want to minimize your calorie intake, here are six foods to stay away from. Number one, eggnog.
Yeah.
Alcohol alone has a lot of calories. Then you add egg, sugar, cream. One cup can be 350 calories. That's a ton, compared to around 100 calories in a light beer. So
where do you weigh in on nog? I'm not a nog guy.
I'm a Nog maniac.
Are you really?
I love Nog, but I'll be avoiding it this holiday. Number two is deviled eggs. Now, see, and that's all the stuff people love. I love Nog. I love deviled. Right now, I'm two for two. They have nearly twice as many calories as a normal egg because of all the mayonnaise, and just one of them has almost an entire day's worth of cholesterol, which is dangerous because they take 2 seconds to eat. Mm-hmm. Number three, meatballs. Hey, how about that meatball?
Hey, man, I sure would like that meatball.
They're concentrated calorie balls.
You think he's going to come get that meatball?
Yeah, what's it? Got to hit that. They have a ton of fat. Let your friend on the paleo diet eat them. Then you can laugh when they can't figure out why they haven't lost any weight yet. Meatballs are very fatty. Number four, watch out for the spinach artichoke dip.
Yes.
Lots. Lots of fat and all that. Number five, this is sad. All foods that I love, pecan pie.
I love pecan pie.
The fact that nuts are in there might make it sound healthy, but there's a ton of sugar and nuts pack a lot of calories. One slice of pecan pie has about 500 calories and 30 grams of fat.
Damn.
Compared to 300 calories and 6 grams in pumpkin pie.
What you should do is balance that out with a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, that'll balance it out perfectly. Number six, I don't think of this as a big holiday treat. Hot wings, especially when you watch football. On the plus side, spicy stuff can boost your metabolism, but it doesn't even come close to making up for the 135 calories per wing.
It'll be okay.
135 calories a wing. Each wing also has about 2.5 grams of saturated fat.
What about all that protein?
Good protein. It's terrible. It's very, very frustrating. All the good stuff. Stuff that's all yummy, nummy, sense. Nummy.
You know, you can balance out those wings with a scoop of vanilla ice cream.
And now a little something, something. Last week, someone in Kansas City, Missouri, stole a giant inflatable colon. Hello.
Yes,
it's a 10-foot, 150-pound pink inflatable replica of the human colon. And it belongs to a nonprofit called the Colon Cancer Coalition out of Minnesota.
Minnesota got our colon, yeah.
They ship it around the country to cancer walks and other events to help get people talking about colon cancer. Well, it was in Kansas City for a walk run this past weekend, and someone from the University of Kansas Cancer Center left it in the back of their pickup truck last week.
Oh, no.
At the University of Kansas. It was deflated, obviously, and a thief took it. The officials at the University of Kansas are hoping that once the thief realizes what it is, they'll return it. Until then, the cops are out hunting for the colon, and might I suggest the Sigma Phi Epsilon fraternity house to start your search. It'll be in the common area where they put the kegs. Thank you very much, because I'll tell you something. Back in my day, we would have stolen that jiffy quick, you know. You go to the party Saturday night, you're not going to believe what we have set up in the corner. It's a colon.
Hey, we're
I'm
all
so wasted.
We're all making out in the colon.
Yes, siree. Come here. Come on. Bring the pledges behind the colon. All right. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, the Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. A jack-o'-lantern is a carved pumpkin or turnip lantern associated with the holiday of Halloween. It was named after the phenomenon of a strange light that sometimes flickers over peat bogs. That light is called Will-o'-the-Wisp, or more commonly, a jack-o'-lantern. But never mind that bullshit, because you haven't bought a bonus package yet. Jerk face. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. Pony, sorry for the editing today. Happy Monday. You don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has the scent of a candle-singed turnip that looks like Ernest Borgnine. Also gourds. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, burn bright in the cold autumn air. Buy the bonus show. Wait. By the way, Lewis Black does that like every 5 minutes. It's almost like a Tourette's type thing.
What does he do?
He goes,
really?
But I don't understand what the jack-o'-lantern, what they're doing. He does that all the time. By the bonus show. And now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. Monday, as opposed to Tuesday or Wednesday, October 22nd, 2018, Rob Spiewak.
Paula Abdul. More like Fala Abdul. Am I right,
really?
Ladies?
What's
she
doing?
She walked two steps too far, too forward on a concert this weekend and fell off the stage.
Uh-oh.
She's okay. She was singing A Promise of a New Day, and this is actual video footage of the fall. Isn't it odd how when she says, I'm okay, I'm a klutz, the singing continues?
Doesn't sound like she fell very far.
No, it was seemed to be maybe 3 or 4 feet. She did fall out of frame. I was not happy with the fidelity of that fall. So what I did is I envisioned how I thought it might go better. And since she walked too far forward, I went to a different song. Yes, I went to Opposites Attract. When we get together, it just all works out.
The feedback.
See, the she feedback shouldn't have taken two steps forward. That was the problem. She's going to be okay.
Tragic fall. Paula Abdul. So sorry to hear that.
Going to be okay. Also going to be okay, Melissa Stark. Did anybody watch the game from London, the NFL game? The coverage started. They even bumped CBS this morning because the coverage started so
weird
early on Sunday
morning.
When
you wake up, you're like, oh my God, is it 1 o'clock?
Yeah, but
I
know what?
Did I sleep in?
That's kind of like what it's like if you're on the West Coast, because they're 3 hours earlier, so it's a little different. But they were doing the pregame, and obviously when you're playing in a stadium that you don't cover every week, Wembley Stadium. They didn't know where to put her. Melissa Stark got hit by a football while she was doing a live cutaway. She handled it really well.
Fans are trickling in since the last time we spoke. And yes, you have mentioned it. Oh, okay. Nothing like live television.
She just got hit on the back of the head.
She didn't get hit that badly.
Oh my gosh.
She got grazed.
I feel like everybody's signaling me and more balls are coming. I'm really not in a good area here. I'm going to wrap this up, send it back to you guys. I'm really taking one for the team.
Definitely set up a new location. I don't know. Not there.
I might be on the injury report.
Yes, take her back to the locker room.
Melissa Stark.
I am now officially questionable.
Yes.
They were all having a little too much fun.
For as long as I can remember, Rob Spiewak, it's essential, I think, that those female sideline reporters try to avoid balls.
That's true. And the balls kept coming. Did you hear about Paula Abdul?
80s joke. That's a good one. There she goes. Watch out for the flying balls.
That's right. British balls.
This is stank.
Mike, you are just like Odell Beckham Jr.
Ooh.
ODJ.
Did you know this?
OBJ.
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 Wide receiver for the Giants. He also dislikes water.
I've always cramped. It's just I feel like I'm working harder than I ever have. So I really don't like water. I'm trying. I really just don't like it. You know, when you get that stomach feeling, it's all slushy. Like, I'm trying to stay hydrated. But, you know, sometimes I just gotta get an IV. It's just necessary, you know.
He gets IVs on the sidelines. You know, he should try that liquid IV.
Yeah, the liquid IV would be great.
Super
lots
easy.
Of sodium in it, and it's good for you. Hydrates you. It replenishes your body. And just one of the many things I have in common with Odell Beckham Jr., outside of the morbidly obese thing.
So, hey, speaking of which, did you hear about what happened at the Clemson fraternity party over the weekend?
Do they have a colon, a giant inflatable colon?
No. The colon did not show. It was a homecoming party at a fraternity house.
Oh, is this the apartment building?
It was in the floor gave way.
This is at the apartment building.
Yeah, the floor
collapsed.
And the audio is, and nobody was killed. 30 people were injured, but the video and the audio is pretty remarkable. This is at the party.
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. That apartment, probably designed for a group of maybe 4 people.
If that.
To live comfortably, if that. And then you put 4,000 people in there.
Capacity.
But it doesn't matter. They're supposed to be able to, you know, the structure is supposed to be able to handle that.
The amazing thing is, you know, there was actually a celebrity there. No one's mentioning this. Paula Abdul was there. When we get together, it just all works out. 2 steps forward. So
there
if you want to get to the bottom of it,
right.
Go to the chief.
Hey, pardon the pun. Get to the bottom of it. They fell into the basement.
Hey. There are no accidents. Am I right in my pants? The chief of police for Clemson really, really gave us a succinct and clear analysis of what went on.
It could have been a whole lot worse. There could have been entrapments. There could have been deaths involved. But any time that you've got people that are trying to have a good time, any time that you've got people that are there trying to enjoy themselves, and then the next thing you know, a floor collapses, you can take it from there.
Yeah, you can take it from there.
Like Thanks, him. Chief.
I like him. He's like, you know what? These people are paying our economy and our wages. Yeah. Let's figure this out.
Anytime you have people trying to enjoy themselves, have a good time, this
have
type
fun,
of thing,
you
know, you just always have to be aware of the goddamn floor collapsing under you.
Meanwhile, his cousin owns the building.
That's right. Yeah. And you can take it from there.
Right.
You can take it from there.
Some of the boards may have not been to code.
It's good Clemson pine.
Yes, sirree. That's fine, fine Carolina pine.
Did anybody, has anybody watched the Alec Baldwin interview show?
No.
I saw it on the guide, and I was going to look in, but no, I have not.
Last night, in the hot seat was Kim Kardashian, and she gave us an interesting tidbit. Do you know who was responsible for getting the Kardashians a TV show? Who really put the wheels in motion for it?
Simon Cowell.
No.
I know, but I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Another reason to love her, Kathy Lee Gifford.
We thought, okay, who's going to watch this? We think we're funny. We think we're entertaining. But
who's the friend of your mother that said you
Kathy
guys should,
Lee Gifford?
Kathy Lee Gifford. You guys should have a camera in here and shoot this.
Yeah. And so we did. We got
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Well, isn't that wonderful?
Was it Kathy Lee Gifford? Was it? That's wonderful. Thank you very much. I am God. Would you like to come dancing in my apartment? 500 people to dance at my apartment.
Isn't he the host of the Gong Show too?
No, he does the Match Game.
A Match Game.
Yeah. ABC lets him do anything he wants.
Hey, Oscar, I want to do this.
Oscar.
Yes.
I'm a man of many talents. I'm Alec Baldwin.
Thank you, Mr. Baldwin.
I think Sunday nights on ABC is pretty much like going into hiding, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's like, hey, we'll put a DJ on overnight, but it's Sunday night.
Kim. Give me Kim. Thank you.
And you've been waiting for it. Everyone was kind enough to remind me that it happened. Let us close with this. Redskins beat the Cowboys, I should say, with a field goal bouncing off the upright. Not well mic'd, but still my favorite sound in football.
Turns it into a 52-yard attempt to tie it. Brett Maher. It all rides on his toe. And the kick is... Oh! It hits the upright. No good!
Sorry.
Washington wins it. They end the streak 2 years in a row. 2-0, that comes to an end.
Which is why they need a play-by-play, a color guy, and a sound effects guy. That would have made the game so much better.
Absolutely, right there at the end, you know.
Field goal.
I know we mentioned this, but Tony Romo he's made for this. He is made for this.
He's polarizing, Oscar, because a lot of people are there. I like Tony Romo. A lot of people don't like Tony Romo.
Oh, man.
Can I say one thing about sportscasters, too? I never thought I'd say this, but I am looking forward to Joe Buck and the World Series after that asshat from TBS.
Well, it's like going
to
be a sorbet for you. It's going to be a sorbet. Yeah. You know who loves Tony Romo and is on and on about it? Is Paula Abdul. When we get
together, okay. There we go. He liked it. You got 4 out of it.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, we do it tomorrow. Send it to Rob with 2 B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address, if you want to send us those wonderful Christmas cookies, is TMOS Box 32-101.
Some fondant.
Washington, D.C. 20007. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy, requires your participation. I'm sure you've seen the ads. For God's sakes, get out there and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by Back to the 80s, the world's greatest comedy murder mystery show. It's a hilarious 1980s-themed mystery starring Justin Schlegel, Rob and Joe, plus Mike, Rob, and Oscar from the Mike O'Mara Show. Select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is. Saturday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. in the Zappos Council Chambers Theater in Las Vegas, Nevada. For tickets, click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Okay.
Go.